It's a Tuesday morning, and at this time on a Tuesday morning, we have our Community Gartha slot, and I am delighted to welcome in to studio this morning, Gartha Niall Maguire. Niall, good morning to you.
Good morning, Donal.
Great to have you, Niall. And we're going to start, sadly, with a story that we discussed yesterday with Inspector Seamus McGonagall. And obviously, it's been the lead story on all the local papers as well. The tragic death following a incident at Barnesmore Gap on Friday last.
Yeah, well, I already had a phenomenal response to our appeal. So it would be remiss of me not to mention it on our slot today. Yeah, unfortunately, the Gardaí and Donegal Town are investigating this accident or incident that occurred at the townland of Ardnamhuarc, which is people would know as Barnesmore Gap in Donegal Town. It's on the main N15 route. It happened at approximately 3:45 p.m. last Friday. A female passenger on a bus in her late 20s was seriously injured when she fell from the moving bus and was then struck by a passing vehicle. The injured woman was taken by helicopter to Beaumont Hospital and she later succumbed to her injuries. We completed a forensic investigation at the scene, and I suppose the best we can do now for this lady and her family is to do the investigation to the best we can and to produce our findings. We're just, if anyone has anything else that they can give us, if there's any other motorists on the N15 at around between 3:30 p.m. and 4 p.m. at Barnesmore Gap that may have dash cam or witnessed this incident, please contact the guards in Donegal Town on 074 974 0190, or indeed the confidential line at 1-800-666-111 or any Garda station.
And as Inspector McGonagall said to us yesterday, yeah, I mean, it's a tragic incident, it's a tragic situation, and all the information that comes in will be processed, and hopefully Gardaí will be able to piece together exactly what happened, and in the fullness of time, that'll bring some sense of comfort and some sense of closure to the family. Moving on, and a story, and this has an impact potentially on road safety as well, the theft of convex mirrors in Dunfanaghy.
Yeah. On Sunday morning, the 15th of August, so Saturday night, going into Sunday morning, between 4:30 a.m. and 5 a.m, so quite early on or late on, whatever way you want to look at it, two separate convex mirrors, people know these mirrors that people have for a version of their driveway or whatever. One was taken from Dunfanaghy Village, which we have subsequently recovered, and another, which is still outstanding, was taken on the main N56 at Port na Blá. Just people may actually knew this mirror myself because it's overlooking that lovely view in Port na Blá pier. We have excellent CCTV of this crime being committed. Three males in a small car were observed pulling up. Two of them got out, went over and were shaking and pulling and ripping at the sign for a good few minutes, and they managed to pull it out of its foundation and then chucked it in the car and had a good laugh and drove off back towards Dunfanaghy again. So we do have good CCTV. I do expect this one to be solved. So not only am I appealing for anybody that knows the whereabouts of this, but I'm also appealing to the three lads that took this. We will be knocking on your door, so it may be handier maybe if you call in maybe and speak to maybe Brendan or Eddie down in Dunfanaghy there, and we'll try and get something sorted. Or indeed, anybody that knows the whereabouts of this, please contact the Guards Milford, 074 915 3060. I suppose if we don't get a resolution to this, the option is open to us to maybe post these images of these guys on social media, and that will probably happen next week.
Yeah. Now, I mean, and we're talking about these mirrors, and I mean, you know, my wife's mother is in a rural area in Waterford, and I would walk in that area regularly, and I use those mirrors when I'm out walking because, I mean, they're vital in being able to see what's coming. And for someone reversing out of a driveway, those convex mirrors allow them to see if there's someone coming up the road on either side, if sight lines are blocked by trees or hedges or whatever. Mm. And they play a vital role in many cases in terms of road safety, in terms of allowing people back safely out of a drive, get safely onto a bigger road.
Yeah, it'll not be so funny if somebody's injured because this mirror's missing, you know, and especially it'll not be funny when you're caught either. Yeah. They're bloody expensive, these things. It could be €300 or €400 for these mirrors, Donal, you know.
And they're very often put there, as I understand it, by private individuals. They aren't put there by the council. They are actually bought, purchased and located by the people who live in the area. So they are privately placed there and privately owned.
Yeah, it's a big loss. They want to replace it, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to Rathfone now, and damage to a sign outside a shop there.
Yeah, another genius move here by some clown. Just before midnight on Friday past at McGranahan Supermarket in Raphoe, a man wearing a white T-shirt was caught on CCTV walking past McGranahan Supermarket, and for whatever reason, only known to himself, he decided to kick apart this large coffee advertisement sign. It's like a big fibreglass structure, and it was very expensive. I won't say how much it was, but it was very expensive. And he's quite proud of his work after kicking it apart, and he took his T-shirt off and walked around in his bare chest. A lot of people had just left the pub somewhere in the area, so if anyone can help us identify this chap, please contact the garage in Letterkenny, 074-9167-100 or 1-800-666-111, or indeed any Garda station or the guards and referral convoy there.
We're going to discuss an issue that we have discussed in the recent past as well, particularly with college offers expected any day now and people starting on that sometimes arduous and difficult process of getting accommodation for young students, particularly first years, rental scams, and a lot of cases of rental scams reported to Gardaí in recent years.
Yeah, the figures are quite shocking when I was going through them this morning. There was a total of 503 cases nationally of rental scams, and that was just the ones that were reported. I'm sure there's ones that haven't been reported between last February and May of this year. They have been declining in the last 18 months because of the whole COVID situation, but as things return to normal, people are going to fall back to these scammers again. And a lot of these scams are domestic scams. They're not what maybe the email or phishing scams, international criminals, you know, they're local crimes that are happening within Donegal and more specifically in Dublin. There was almost €1 million stolen from private individuals during these rental scams for that period. So we have a bit of advice here. I don't know how much of that was recovered. I have no way of checking that, but yeah, I suspect probably not a lot.
Yeah.
I just want to sort of highlight it with yourselves today. We have also this information on Facebook, so if anybody wants to go through it on Facebook, on the Garda Facebook and the Donegal Guards, also friend requests are also appreciated. Mm-hmm. We'll accept them all, you know.
So, well, you accepted me.
Right, okay, yeah, well, there you go.
Which says it all.
We'll take another, yeah. So only use recognised letting agencies or deal with people who are bona fide and trusted. Websites can be cloned, and we know that, and you've seen that yourself. Check the URL. A URL is basically the web address. It's that can be checked. You can check it on, you know, just that HTTP, and then you can go onto a URL checker and just type in that.
Yep.
Also, there's a little padlock that should come up on the left corner of the web address, and that'll show you whether it's secure or not. So there's a couple of things you can do to check whether, because Google's updating thousands of websites every day, that ones that are suspected of being cloned, etc. So they don't catch them all, but it's something that we can do to as best practice to when we're handing over thousands of euro money. Be wary of social media advertisements. Just be wary of them. And also, if the individual only wants to communicate via WhatsApp or Messenger, push for direct answers. And if the responses are vague and the deal seems too good to be true, well, then disengage immediately. Watch out for unsolicited contacts where the person contact appears to be based in another jurisdiction, and especially if there is a sense of urgency with this rental accommodation, like it's a one-time offer or, you know, you need to be quick. If you've decided to take up the offer, only use trusted money transfer systems. Never use direct money transfer, pay cash, or pay into cryptocurrency wallets. Never pay with like Western Union or iTunes gift cards or any cryptocurrency. They're not secure. The majority of the time, those methods are done to avoid scrutiny and ensure the transaction can't be reversed. So our advice is use your credit card. It can be reversed if you are discovered then to be scammed.
And the reality is a valid letting agency will accept a credit card. If the person won't accept a credit card or a debit card transfer, then maybe that in itself is a flag.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. People use their common sense too. I'm not here to say that you can't do a deal with the man, you know, face-to-face, whatever, but, you know, it's always nice to see the whites of a man's eyes and, you know, get a bit of information because anybody can clone these things online.
and in terms of, I mean, very, very often word of mouth and people's previous experience can be great. I mean, you know, if you know someone who has had someone in college ahead of you in Dublin or wherever, you know, go to them. And if they say to you, oh, yeah, I dealt with Johnny and I dealt with Mary or whoever, yeah, and they were trustworthy and they were grand, and, you know, then you, at least you have a reference, you have a point where you can go to and know that you'll be secure. And there's lots of valid agencies out there. And I said before in a previous conversation, I know a lot of student unions and student welfare offices in college actually carry databases of known and registered accommodation providers in college, and very often they might be able to give you the right steer as well as to whether someone is trustworthy or not.
Yeah. It's a difficult time of the year. People are panicking to get good accommodation, and I know it is difficult in the likes of Dublin, you know, so people can be susceptible to something that's too good to be true.
As I said, I've been there before myself. It was actually more, I mean, getting accommodation was nearly more stressful than getting the place in college.
Yeah.
And that is absolutely the case. Finally, Niall, we're going to go to an area, and we actually spoke about this on the show last week, as we spoke to an equestrian journalist who was involved in getting some research together on road safety in terms of horses, and you want to share some tips from the Garda perspective.
Yeah, I suppose when it comes to road safety, you know, we all have our own experiences. You know, most people in Donegal certainly are driving cars and stuff, but, you know, if you can put yourself in the other person's shoes, whether it be a cyclist, you know, for example, a person driving a car that suddenly takes up cycling for whatever reason, you really get an appreciation and understanding of the dangers that are there for cyclists. And it's the same for, you know, people that are riding horses on the road. So there's a few tips put together by ourselves and the Road Safety Authority, and some of them might seem obvious, but I would just like to go through a few of them for your listeners. So for riders, always make sure that drivers can see you at all times, regardless of the weather conditions. Wear the proper protective gear, high visibility clothes, and some people put the high visibility, maybe saddle or markings on bridles and stuff like that, that especially at dim light on the actual horse or pony. Remain on the left-hand side of the road, same as all vehicle traffic, unless you're leading the horse. If you're leading the horse, you lead on the right side of the road and put yourself between the oncoming traffic and the horse or pony, so that you have maximum control. If somebody's coming doesn't see you, you're able to maybe nudge your horse or pony in off the road a little bit. Give clear and accurate hand signals to let other road users know your intentions. Remain alert, attentive and observant. And remember the lifesaver look at junctions. It could save your life. And I suppose for road users, be alert when approaching riding schools, racing yards or places where horses are likely to appear. We have a lot of horses in Donegal, you know, and at times you mightn't come across a horse for a few days, and then other times then you could see three or four on the road, depending on your journey. But they tend to be in the same spots, you know, they're not roaming the national routes or whatever, so people know the spots where horses are likely to be. Take special care when overtaking horses. That's a point I can't emphasise enough. You know, you slow down to a crawl when you're passing a horse, because, you know, a horse can get spooked, you know, a plastic bag rattling in a ditch. Pass by slowly, driving wide of the horse and rider while obeying the rider's hand signals. It's my understanding that under legislation, you're obliged to follow the hand signals of a horse rider. Don't use, for lorry drivers and stuff, don't use air brakes, horn or lights in a way that you might startle or blind a horse. Cyclists should approach cautiously. Bicycles can spook horses. Make sure that the horse rider can see you and hear you on your approach from behind, because you don't want to sneak up on them either, you know. So it is important. We have, unfortunately, in Donegal, had a few incidents where horses have been killed and people have been injured because of being knocked over by cars and stuff, you know. So it is something that's worth considering, you know.
And as you say, alertness is hugely important. And you know, that's attentiveness and alertness, and they're the words that crop up again and again in every context when speaking about road safety. And that it's the same case here. Niall, thanks very much indeed, Garda Niall McGuire there on our Community Garda slot for this morning. That'll do it for now. Obviously, if anyone has any information about these or any other incidents, they can contact the Garda stations as outlined, or indeed if they contact any Garda station, you'll be able to put them through, or the confidential line as well, of course. And if you're just going to give the confidential line one more rattle before you go,
1-800-666-111.
Garda Niall McGuire, thank you very much indeed.